Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, and alhamdulillah, our studio in Durban. Assalamu ala man ittaba al huda. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه صدق الله مولانا العظيم Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and apa afiyat and good health. And Allah ta'ala grant the ummah forgiveness and hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ummah with afiyah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم Allah Jalla Wala accept all your du'as and supplications. Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our brother technicians, brother Zakaria, and to our brother Boniface. We say thank you very much. Make dua tomorrow, inshallah, our brother Junaid Khan will undergo the procedure and operation. Allah Jalla Wala grant him and all those who are ill and sick, shifai kamil, ajil, mustamir. Almighty Allah, make it easy for them and their families. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verses number 54 and 55. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, never ever despair, never ever become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Today's lesson, chapter 39, verses 54-55. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ And all of you, turn your focus, your attention to your sustainer, nourisher. Why should we turn our focus, attention solely, only to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Almighty Allah is there for us 24/7. The people we love and care the most for, our parents, our spouses, our children, our siblings, no one will be there for us 24/7. Sometime they are not available, sometime they are resting, sometime they gone overseas, and so forth and so on. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is there for us. Whatever sins we committed, still Allah is telling us, come to me. I am Ghaffar, I am of forgiving. I will expunge your sins and I will remove it from your book of deeds. But you must repent sincerely and don't go back to those vices and evil and devilish lifestyle. Wa anibu ila rabbikum, and return and go back ila rabbikum, to your sustainer, nourisher. Sincerely it means wa aslimu lahu, and then you submit and surrender yourself to him, Almighty Allah. Islam is called Islam. Why? It is a loving submission that willingly, lovingly, sincerely we hand ourselves over to Almighty Allah. From head to toe, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, everything of my body and every income of mine, we submit and surrender it to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Whatever you say, Ya Allah, we accept it. Whatever you said, commanded us, the teaching, preaching of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we accept it from the inner recesses of our heart, and whether it is logical or supra-logical, that's the key word for this day and this age. Whether it is logical or supra-logical, beyond our puny little brains, we cannot comprehend and perceive it. It's beyond our perception comprehension. Yet we will embrace it, submit ourselves to it willingly, lovingly, and sincerely. Wa aslimu lahu, to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And if you don't do so, min qabli ay ya'diyakum al-adhab, before the punishment comes to you, min qabli an ya'tiyakum al-adhabu, so before the chastisement, punishment reaches you and comes to you, and once that punishment comes, thumma, then subsequently thereafter, la tunsarun, then no assistance will be forthcoming. We see the Pharaoh was drowning. We see Qarun, the land and the sand open for him. We see the people who committed sodomy, homosexuality, gay brigade. Allah Jalla Wala punished them. Hijaratun musawwamatan, and the names of the ideas was written on the stones that came down from the skies for them. And the land and the land and the sand there in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, occupied Palestine, is giving you a story, a lesson. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِعُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the ending of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 111, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ, indeed, in these events, incidents and episodes, Ibra, there are lessons, but who will take the lesson? لِعُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of real intelligence and intellect. So that land, occupied Palestine, Sodom and Gomorrah, is also telling us and giving us a lesson. And the water is giving us a lesson. Al-Bahrul Mayyit, the Dead Sea, is there. Nothing can survive. The salt content is so much and so on. Thumma la tunsarun. So two things. One, we must submit and keep on turning more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then, wattabi'u, and follow. If you study history, philology of the words, remember ittiba. What is the real meaning of ittiba? It is derived from the word that you have the calf, you have the cow, and the cow gave birth to the calf. Male or female, you call it tabi or tabi'a. So in the Arabic language. So now how the calf imitates and follows its mother everywhere. So you have to follow. Who must you follow, O Muslim? Chapter 40, verse number 7. that wattaba'u sabilaka, we have to follow the path which Almighty Allah chalked out for us. Chapter 40, verse 7. Chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, follow me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immaculately we follow the master, peace be upon him. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. Chapter 3, verse 31. Follow who? The beloved Sahaba, the first and the foremost amongst them. Chapter 9, verse 100. Wasabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajireen wal-ansari wal-ladheena attaba'uuhum bi-ihsan. So everywhere you will find the word ittiba. And the last one, chapter 31 and verse 15, Almighty Allah states, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, and follow immaculately the path of those who have turned towards me. So it shows these are the awliyaullah, the great, great scholars and imams and so forth and so on. That in a nutshell, then we will be in the right path, following the Quran Sharif, following the Sunnah Mubarakah, and all the Sahaba, beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the awliyaullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the four schools, then we will be on the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So wattabi'u ahsana ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum, you must follow immaculately the best of the best. Ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum, what has been revealed to you from your sustainer, nourisher and cherisher. Min qabli ay ya'tiyakumul adhabu baghta, before the punishment, chastisement comes to you suddenly. 20, 25, 30 years ago, did we ever dream all about load shedding? Did we ever dream about water shedding? Did we ever dream about all this kidnapping, hijacking, all that 30, 40, 50 years ago? Nobody ever thought that all these things will come to South Africa. But me and you, we started taking for granted all the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We were living in a country, in a place where there was so much peace, tranquility, serenity, so much barakah. 50 years ago when I went overseas to go study in Karachi, Pakistan, you gave one rand, you would collect more than $2. Imagine that. Today you know how it's skyrocketing. So why does everything change? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَعْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Allah Ta'ala sets forth an example. Qariya. Example are given for all times, all places. So people must wonder, ponder, and reflect over it. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So each one of us should ponder and reflect over this. Chapter 59, verse number 21. And here Almighty Allah is using the word qariya, that is nakira, a common noun, for all times, all places, all circumstances. So they lived in peace, tranquility, harmony, and from all sides the risk was coming, the sustenance, provision. But me and you, the residents, the citizens of that country, of that city, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنُمِ اللَّهِ, we were ungrateful. With our eyes we did haram, with our ears we did haram, with our tongue we did haram, with our body anatomy we did haram. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ والخوف. Then Allah Ta'ala gave them a taste. Libas, the garment. Every town, city you go to, place you go, You will find poverty, unemployment there. Wal khawf and fear, bima kanu yasnaun, because of their own deeds and actions. So chapter number 16, verse number 112, action, then the reaction will come. Min qabli ayyatikum adhabu baghta, today's lesson. So before the punishment comes to you suddenly, and once it comes, wa antum la tash'urun wa haliya, whilst you don't even perceive it, you don't even understand it, you cannot even fathom it and comprehend it and so forth. Why all these calamities are coming upon us? Look at America, so many hurricanes, so many disasters, and so forth and so on. So that is what human being has to think about and reflect about and wonder and ponder over. So may Almighty Allah grant us. Chapter 2, verse 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, grant us goodness in this worldly life and grant us goodness in the year after. Wa qina adhab an-nar, and Ya Allah, you save us from the punishment, chastisement of the fire. This ayah is jamia, comprehensive. Allah Ta'ala is teaching us which type of du'as and supplications we should be begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 5th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, Gaza genocide, 398. Remember, it is exactly today, 13 months since last year, October 2023. And we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Say Alhamdulillah, O Muslim. Say Allahu Akbar. I sent it out yesterday. 19 jutlas dispatched to death, remember. Remember that the Zionist media, Western media will not tell you the truth. They will tell you half truth and half lies. That is their hasbara and propaganda. That is how they lie and they deceive the world and the Muslims as well. Yes, American elections came, American elections finished, and Trump is smiling ear to ear. So Donald Duck, remember how he ducked, he says. So he won. And they say a remarkable comeback and so forth and so on. So Trump now, that the Republican Party have won decisively, and the Senate also has gone back to them and so forth. So Biden will address the nation today, and that is sleepy Joe Biden, the Joe Genocide Biden. That is one of the reasons the people turn against him and against Kamala and against the Democratic Party. You're giving billions and billions to Ukraine, giving Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, billions and billions. What about us? So remember, that is what he exploited, Donald Duck, and he was addressing the local bread and butter issues, and Kamala was more worried about the international issues. So that is what resonated with them. So he says, that is Trump now, Donald the Duck, he says he's going to kick out and expel 15 million illegal immigrants and so forth. So that will lead to a civil war or big problems for them. Let's see how it goes. You know that Trump sometimes just speaks things and he doesn't know what he says. Afterwards he realizes. And remember, still huge protest in parts of Israel, that regarding the firing of Gallant, the defense minister, regarding bringing back the hostages. So all this Quran has taught us. Chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid, amongst themselves the war and fighting is severe. Tahsabuhum jami'a, you consider and thought that they are united. Wa qulubuhum shatta, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun, they are a nation, the jutlas, the haramis and the Jews, they got no small brains, majority of them. Most countries there, they congratulated him, President-elect Donald Trump and so forth. One of the first countries was who? Baby Netanyahu, Setanyahu, the Harami, the war criminal butcher of Gaza. And he said that we elated, delighted, there'll be a new alignment between America and Israel and so forth and so on. But one country did not congratulate him. You know who? Putin of the Russian Federation. You see, from 1991, the correct term we must use is Russian Federation. And before that was all communist Russia. You know that before that they had all these communist characters and so forth and so on. And Islam was banned for 70 years plus minus and so forth. So that was communist Russia. Now from 91 till now when we went and so forth, so now it is the Russian Federation. So Putin did not wish him well, and nor did the Russian Federation. They told him, go to hell, that you are the one supplying more and more arms, material support to Ukraine, and you all started all this nonsense. So he, Putin, said, this guy says, oh, Donald Duck, he will stop that war in 1-2 days or a few hours there in Ukraine. So therefore, Ukraine and his people are terrified now. What will happen with the Trump administration and so forth? For us, the Muslims and Palestine, one of the greatest fear is, because in the Republican Party, there are some crazy characters. So maybe Allah knows best, in the new year 2025, they might urge, and that is what the Israeli right-wing terrorist Nazi government wants, they can annex more land and steal the West Bank also. How they stole, you must remember, part of Jerusalem, how they stole the Golan Heights, how they stole the whole of Palestine basically and occupied it. Therefore, they are a cursed nation and they are baby killers. See, I give you one statistic. I sent it out yesterday. And it's written there, somebody sent it to me. Read this caption and heading again and again and again. Israel are the biggest killers of children and babies. Israel are the biggest killers of babies and of children. Who can deny that? What are they doing in Gaza? What are they doing in Lebanon? What are they doing in Syria? What are they doing in Iraq? So what are they doing in Yemen? Wherever they involved, you must remember that. So therefore, you know, yesterday I was reading an article. People send me Mel Gibson or whatever his name, film actor, famous. He told them we use such words, expletives, we can't use. So he said they can go to hell for what I care. Every war is started by the Jews. Every war is started by the Jews. Somewhere and somewhere there's a Jew involved. So that Gibson character, you all know better than me all these things there. UNRWA, you know, they are the people that Israel say they must be banned and so forth. Every resolution against Israel of United Nations, you can say that they violated it, but yet no sanctions, not no embargo. They must be expelled from all organizations. But remember, because they are whiteys and they are Jews, they have a different law for them. So that is what happens. So we must name them, shame them, and nail them. Elon Musk is basking in his glory, and now he feels that whatever I spend for Trump and so forth and with the Trump victory, now I will be getting my returns and so forth. So he's one of the biggest fans and financiers of Trump and the Republican Party. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan there in Riyadh, meets the Pakistani chief of the army. So the Pakistani chief of the army is a Hafiz of the Quran, the Pakistani media says. And his name is Hafiz Asim Munir. So yesterday they met there, or day before yesterday in Riyadh, and they had bilateral talks. Bilateral talks meaning that is, so they say, we will pay you million, billion, but keep your army here. We need your army in strategic places and so forth. And it suits Pakistan, fine. They always want more and more money and dollars and so forth and so on. And in Lahore, for 10 days, now plus minus 9 days, 10 days, the children won't be able to go to school. school and all that. Too much smog and too much pollution there is one of the worst affected areas. The rickshaws and all of them won't be able to travel and to transport people, and people will not be able to commute in them. So things are not good at all there, remember, in Lahore, Pakistan. Tunisia, the government, crazy government, that's Saeed, Kais Saeed, also another murtad. So he's sentencing people and all that. He's everything. He's the judge, the jury, president, prime minister, whatever you want to call, that anybody writes something against them, they will say that this is something immoral, and then they sentence them and so forth. In South Africa, if you count all the illegal Zama Zamas, those of you who don't know South African terminology, not Zuma Zuma, there's a Zama Zama, the guys who work underground illegally, and they're looking for gold, and they're looking for diamonds, and they're looking for other expensive minerals. So they are the ones, they have arrested them. Now it's gone to over 1,000. Now a sad story in one of the townships or places yesterday, that so many children either injured or either hospitalized or either they died because of food poisoning and so forth. So obviously the schools also must tell the students that buy from our canteen, from our tuck shop and so forth. Don't go outside the school and so forth. And we know the government, how corrupt they are from top to bottom. So when they are corrupt, then it filters down right to the children as well, because there's no real good example and so forth. Those MPs of the MK party, Zuma's party, they, you know, deposited money, 10,000 rand minimum, and they deposited in Jacob Zuma's personal account, so in the Standard Bank. So they asked him, why you did that? He said, no, that was a sign of loyalty. So now they fired, so they're demanding that Standard Bank and them close Zuma's account and so forth. Zuma will just laugh. You know Zuma's special laugh. So that is Zuma, Jacob. We're going to make him Sulman. So then I kept his name Yaqub Juma. Tomorrow is Juma, Mr. Zuma. Before you die and before I die, you and Putin now to meet you one-to-one. No media, no press, and no all politicians. We talk Islam and make you Muslim, inshallah. While them, only one-third full to capacity. Oh Muslim, cry to Allah, we all are guilty of vices and sins. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Cry to Allah, chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. Yursili sama alaykum midrara. The more istighfar we beg Allah for forgiveness and pardon, Allah will send good rain. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Ya Allah, we are sinners, send the rain upon us, ya beloved Allah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And remember that, listen to this announcement, Maulana Salim Karim, and you the engineer there in Durban, our brother Zakaria, and you are my brother, yeah, Bonface, and all you esteemed listeners of, you know, Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that remember from tomorrow, Friday, Adhan will go at 3:45. Our Salat is coming to its earliest for the entire year from tomorrow, and that is the 20 to 5. 4:40 will be Jama'at, so therefore we have to adjust our times. So from tomorrow, November, December, January, till further notice, Azan will be given at 3:45, and 3:50 or so I'll be down, and then we will continue inshallah al-Aziz. Programs for today inshallah between 8:30 and 9, the Nasiha program, Mo Zahid will be interviewing Moana Tahir Amot, and he is of Springs here in Gauteng. Between 11 and 12 today we will discuss Shiaism. That is, the Ummat must know who are the Shias, what are their core beliefs, and why do we say that they are not Muslim and so forth and so on. And 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq to understand, practice and propagate our deen, inshallah al-Aziz. Jima Salim, we have 20 minutes or so, so let's fire up inshallah.
Sufisha, is it permissible for a daughter to go to her mother's grave?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For women to go to the graveyard, we say not permissible. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. When we claim something, we must substantiate, corroborate it with evidence and proof. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's three ahadith, all mentioned in Sunan al-Nasai. So there, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first hadith, la'anallahu zairatil qubur. Allah ta'ala's curse is on the women who visit the graveyard. Second hadith, La'ana Allahu Zawwaratil Qubur. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the women who visit the graveyard excessively. Third one, who was, who is, who will always be Rahmatul Alameen, that is an exclusive title only for Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 21, Surah, Anbiya, the Prophets and Messengers, verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And this is in the 17th Supara, in the first half. And remember that Allah says, we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation, not only to humanity. So this is the distinction, unique feature of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is his sahib zadi? Who is his ladli? Regarding whom he, the Master alayhi salam, said, Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, O my ladli, O my sahib zadi, O you're my beloved daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, you are the leader of the women in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. One day, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was outside. In the opposite direction, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was walking. What you doing here, O beloved daughter? She said, Ya Abati, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my honorable father, that there was, I went to offer taziyah, condolences, sympathize with one family there. Did you go to the graveyard also and cemetery? If you went to the graveyard, you will not enter Jannah. She said, la la la, no, I didn't go. Imagine the Master alayhi salam telling his beloved daughter. So this is a lesson for humanity and posterity, setting the precedent. Those ulama, those muftis, those scholars who say permissible, then they make a list of 3, 4, 5, 6 conditions. Be honest, in this day and this age, who will fulfill that conditions? 90% of the people will not fulfill those conditions. إِذَا فَاتَ الشَّرْطُ فَاتَ الْمَشْرُوطُ. When the conditions are non-existent, so then it becomes haram. That is our fatwa. It's haram for ladies to go, whether they go alone, whether they go with their mahram, whether they go with their husband. For you women, pray from the house. In your house, pray for the deceased. Chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is not established. The day the reckoning is established. The day the reckoning is established. Forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers. Why did Harris Kamala lose? Americans don't have confidence in a lady. They showed it during the time of Hillary, and again now this time. How can we make a woman president? Never in their history. Trump is president number 47, and how can a lady be the commander-in-chief, and so forth and so on. So therefore, Islam told us more than 1400 years ago, the men have their own role to play, and the women have got their own role to play.
Mufti Sahib, is it jayz for a Muslim to marry an Ahle Kitab woman?
Let us just clarify the question so you, the public, the masses, and inshallah, esteemed listeners can understand the question properly before I respond. The question is, a Muslim male wants to marry a Kitabiya, that means a Yahudiya, Nasraniya, marry a Jewess or a Christian lady. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in chapter 5, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 5. So chapter 5, verse 5. So that is where you will find this whole topic and subject. So in this day and this age, is it permissible? That's the question. So our fatwa is not permissible. Why is it not permissible? So in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, two sahaba, one married to a Christian lady, one married to a Jewess, and Mughira bin Shu'bah, Hudhaifa bin Yaman, he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, said, divorce them. They asked, is it haram? He said, I'm telling you, divorce them. So they divorced. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu addressed the Ummah and said, if we could allow this carte blanche, that you Muslim men can marry the Christian lady, the Jewess, the Jewish lady, what will happen to our Muslim ladies? Second one is this, if we're going to allow this carte blanche, what will happen to your children from that marriage? Al-Ummu al-Madrasatul Ula. The mother is the first madrasa, the first institution for learning. And they, this Christian lady, Jewish lady, Jewess, will make your children also into non-Muslim. That's exactly what happened to MBS. MBS mother is supposed to be Muslim, but you know that the royal family, they don't bother about them, and his nanny and the lady that brought him up was a Jew, and she gave him all these funny ideas and so forth, and you see his condition today. There's hardly a person in the world will believe that this person is a Muslim. We say openly is Murtad bin Shaitan and so forth. So that's one issue. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, we met him in Makkah Mukarramah here in South Africa. Very, very great scholar. We don't agree with all his fatwa and verdict, but he was a very great scholar, whether we like it or not. So remember that he, in his fatwa book, Fatwa al-Mu'asara, this I bought there in Palestine, his fatwa Kitab. And in there, there's a chapter and a fatwa and a question and answer. Ma hukmu nikahi or ziwajil kitabiya? What is the ruling of marrying for Muslim men to marry a Jewess or Christian lady? Is one of the best fatwa verdicts of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. And he said it's not permissible because the law I gave you just now, the condition that are attached and enshrined in the noble Quran are not fulfilled in this day and this age, hence not permissible. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, we met him several times. I studied in his madrasa there in Karachi. So in 1976, 10th of Shawwal, he passed away. So he writes, and it's in Urdu, the original, and the translation in English. So none of you have an excuse. We gave you Arabic, Urdu, English references. Ma'ariful Quran, go read it. Chapter 5, verse 5, and they say also is not permissible. So therefore we have the leading ulama in the Arab world, the leading scholars and muftis in the India, Pakistan, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib. He was one of the greatest jurors and muftis which Indo-Pak produced. He was the Mufti Am, the Mufti Azam and so forth, the Grand Mufti. So therefore our ruling is to marry a Jewess or a Christian, totally haram and not permissible. And for you, my Muslim daughter, Muslim sister, for you to marry any non-Muslim male, remember that's totally, absolutely haram. Chapter 60, verse 10, لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن. It's very, very sad. Today we see some Muslim parents, they encourage their daughters to get married to a non-Muslim male. And remember, the videos and everything is broadcast, and they're happy, and they consider it permissible and believe it permissible. Kulluhum murtaddun. The daughter also is out of the fold of Islam. The parents are also out of the fold of Islam. You're going clearly against this injunction and commandment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 60, verse number 10. La hunna hillu lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. Think properly what you're doing. You might enjoy yourself in this world, but for murtads, there is the death penalty. Man baddala deenahu faqtulu. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, capital punishment, and we must make muqata'a. We must boycott them, excommunicate them, and kick them out from our society. That is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Saab, can we eat from a vegetarian Hindu person, especially at the time of Diwali?
At the time of Diwali is their celebration, and they are dedicating their food, their mitai, everything to their demigods, semigods. That is their religion. So that's their business. So now they are your neighbor. So they gave you something for Diwali or whatever. It's haram for you to consume that. Quran Kareem says that ma uhilla li ghayri Allahi bihi. Anything, food, drink, whatever it was dedicated for any deity, any semi-god, demigod, idol, and so forth, is haram for Muslim consumption. So if you have it, just give it to your non-Muslim maid or whoever, just leave it there in the street or whatever. Somebody will pick it up and take it away and so forth. So we must be very, very careful. I start from the opposite side to make it clear for you. You will understand what I'm saying. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi eedihim. His fatwa is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals and celebrations, whether it's Diwali, whether it's Halloween, whether it's Guy Fawkes, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year, whether it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Jutla's Harami's New Year and so forth. So we must stay away. On said, next metyalat the dunni. We have nothing to do with you, the non-Muslims. You carry on is your business. But we cannot be part and parcel. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum. That whoever imitates a people and a nation, they part and parcel of them. So the hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood. Quran Kareem states, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. When you, chapter 5, verse 51, when you befriend the non-Muslims, you love their culture, their system, their festivals, celebrations, you become part and parcel of them. Think properly. You could lose your iman if you start saying all this is permissible and so forth. أَلِيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah alone protect us. Allah protect us and our iman. Our Islam. We live with Iman and Islam, and we leave this world with Iman and Islam. That must be our aim and objective for a true Muslim.
What is the best dua to recite today?
Remember, the best dua for all times, all places, all circumstances will be to read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me die with perfect Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants, Ya Allah. Chapter 12, verse 101. To love, we are living. So then read chapter 3, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. Oh Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. After you gave us the guidance, the nur, the radiance and effulgence of iman and faith and conviction. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. Oh Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy. Innaka antal Wahhab. Indeed, O Allah, you are the best of givers. Chapter 3, verse number 8. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your mercy. There is so much uncertainty. In the world, the Muslims are being attacked everywhere and being put under pressure. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Allah, alone, independently, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Hadith in Tirmidhi, salullah al-afiyah. Ask Allah for safety, comfort, goodness, all times, all places, all circumstances. Jazakallahu khairan ma salim. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء for the beautiful question and answer session. Alhamdulillah, every day we're learning something new and increasing our knowledge. ربي زدني علما. Make this dua daily. Allah, increase me in my knowledge. Inshallah, you have the knowledge of Shariat and Deen. Alhamdulillah, it is the greatest form of ibadat. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teaches it to others.